You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros Studio. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
He may not testify. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Reports from federal courts suggest Hunter Biden may not take the witness stand at his gun trial as the judge and attorneys hold a sidebar this morning. If he does not testify,
we could get into closing arguments and jury deliberations by this afternoon.
Fox's Rich Edson outside the court in Wilmington, Delaware, where Hunter Biden is charged with illegally buying a gun in 2018, with prosecutors alleging
rampant drug use when he purchased and possessed that firearm and allegedly swore on a form that he was not a drug user.
A month and a day before he's sentenced in New York, former President Trump will virtually meet today with a video call with a New York probation officer. The former president at a rally in Nevada again said he's just a political target and he's sending fundraising records.
Hundreds of thousands of people contributed that they wouldn't have except for the court case. And our poll numbers are higher now than they were before because the people are watching and they know a fake deal.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has just arrived in Israel after a stop in Egypt, continuing a push to
get an immediate ceasefire, get hostages home, put us on a path to enduring peace and security for the people in Gaza and throughout the region.
Blinken will soon meet with Israel's prime minister after two war cabinet members resigned, accusing Benjamin Netanyahu of mismanaging the war in Gaza after a mission to rescue four hostages from Hamas captivity. They've been reunited with their families. Fox's Jonathan Savage reports.
Orit Meir hasn't stopped smiling since hearing her son was safe.
Yesterday was my birthday and my wish came true.
Almog Meir Jan, one of four hostages freed in an Israeli military raid in Gaza on Saturday. Orit praised what she called the brave rescue, but her thoughts are with the families of those still held.
There are 120 families who are waiting without being able to breathe or sleep.
Officials in Gaza say that mission killed 274 Palestinians. America's listening to Fox News.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Louisiana. This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. Baca, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Oh,
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Beautiful Monday in the great state of Louisiana and beyond. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Always a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Check them out at MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. Of course, we're getting it rolling into summer. Finally got to cut the old grass after 3 weeks. And boy, I tell you what, I'm sure this is everywhere, but if you were around my house and you drive up and down with lawnmowers and weed eaters going all over the place trying to catch up on the old yard work. And I got to tell y'all, after looking at the grass and the weeds cut, I never seen nasty yards in all my life. I'm sorry. You look around and check everybody's yard, you're going, look how horrible. That yard looks beautiful, but it don't look too good today because of the hay and everything else. But boy, whoo, after all that rain, it's amazing how weather does that, huh? One year it's dry and hot. Next year's rainy. I'm still making a prediction it's hot this summer. Anybody want to take that bet? I will not be wrong. I just thought I was just laughing. Just think about it. Since I've been a little kid, I remember some years you couldn't hardly play baseball. It rained so much. Some years it never rained. You could play every game every day. It's called weather. It's called climate change. It's natural. It's all natural and naked. It happens all the time, and man has nothing to do with it. Man has absolutely nothing. Never have, never will. I just thought it was amazing. Last year, you thought, well, but yard die, just let it die. No rain. This year, we've gotten plenty of it. And it does. And if you think about it, if anybody's 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, you look back, you go, you know, it's always been like that. Only the dumb ones think it hadn't always been like that. Only the dumb ones think it's going to be changing up the road. Or the smart ones out of getting your money out of your pocket or getting money out of taxpayers with the stupidity. Man-made global warming. Oh, I'm so worried about that. That's what I'm worried about. Got 50 million illegals in this country, and I'm worried about man-made global warming. Wow. That's what I'm really concerned about, what the weather's going to do today. It's amazing to watch what we worry about. But there's that border. Look at that 35. It's going to reach $35 trillion. $35 trillion of debt. But no, we're not worried about that. You know, it's amazing. Anyway, 844-766-6607 is the number. I'm just telling y'all, your yards don't look good yet, but they will. Mine looks so bad. Weed eat it every, tell you what, and he had to do it in about 3 days. Weed eat one day because it was still wet. Cut half the grass one day because part of it was still wet. Next day, finish the next half or 2 days later, and then finish up on the ditch because it was too much water in it to get down in the ditch. So maybe we're in the wrong business, folks. I guarantee the people in that business would rather it be like it is now than it was last year when it stayed hot and dry, and we go through droughts. We always have, always will. We go through 2 years with no hurricanes. Might have a bad one this year. You never know. We went through 3 or 4 years with hurricanes. Been like that since time began. We have no control over it whatsoever. We can't stop it. We can't make it come. We have no, and we never will. We never will. And people that think that man controls that, I'm telling you, they ain't got much between the ears. I'm talking about nothing between the ears. But they know how to fool people and make some money. It is amazing. I was reading where ExxonMobil awards EPC contract for Louisiana CCUS projects. ExxonMobil's low carbon solutions have awarded engineering, procurement, and construction contract industry for massive carbon capture, sequestration, and storage projects in Louisiana. You know, we ought to not be doing none of that. That's dangerous. Stuffing carbon dioxide in and running it and stacking it is so dangerous. Carbon dioxide is great. We need it. Plants need it. We need it. We all need it. But doing what they're doing is dangerous, and it's uncalled for. It's the problem with it, folks, is they're putting so much money in this stuff. None of it, nobody, all companies, nobody would be messing with this stuff if it wasn't just money flying around left and right by the federal government. Nobody. That's what kind of frustrates me, and I love the oil and gas. I know so many people in the business and that shake their head about me for saying this, but I'm just real blunt about it. we ought to not be doing any of this stuff. And if you took the federal money and the federal government demanding that companies do this, and then now they figured out, well, these companies are not going to do it, even though we demanded, we fined them. We got one chemical plant company threatening to shut down because of what the Environmental Protection Agency is doing to them. And when you give in to the government, they're coming in. They get the old camel under the tent. They're coming all in now. And then it's been accepted, and I'm seeing what people are saying, and I'm just shaking my head. I mean, Exxon shouldn't be messing with this. But they are because of the money. Guarantee you, Exxon's not paying for any of it. And if they are, it ain't much. The federal government's the one paying for it and putting the money out. And that seems to be the problem. I noticed, and I called Brett Guyman. I'm going to try to get him on. There's an article about new law could protect Louisiana landowners as carbon capture expands. And they passed some laws to protect the landowner, thank God. Well, Louisiana on a track to welcome the burgeoning carbon capture sequestration industry. Lawmakers have passed a package of legislation to regulate the controversial technology. Shouldn't be done. We should not even be messing with this. There should be no carbon capture. There should be none. We should beat this back. Folks, I'm watching the people in Europe. They just had elections. And you know who got smoked? All the environmentalists. All the ones that have been pushing this crazy crap over there and are ahead of us. And we need to pay attention to it because we're going to be in the same boat they are. I mean, I don't follow that stuff. Okay. I don't follow it. I get it. Don't worry about it. I follow it for both of us. I'm watching this and I'm just shaking my head going, are y'all watching what's going on overseas? All this green stuff and what they're doing to people, trying to get farmers to quit growing food. I want you to think about that. Let that register in the old brain waves. Who would make their people quit growing food? They doing it in Europe. And it is a big deal. It's something we got to watch because they're trying to do it here as well. And I don't want to lose. I want to win. I want the country to win. I want the state to win. I want everybody to win. We're not winning taking money for carbon capture. This absolutely produces nothing. It produces zero. It's a zero-sum game. It's a nothing burger. Here we are shutting down energy companies and stopping pipelines. It just doesn't make any sense at all that we're involved in this. Paragon shift. Green zealots, liberal biggest losers in European mega elections. Right-wing parties performed the best in Europe's European Union's parliament election last week, with many of the new seats set to come at the expense of hardline Greens and their liberal allies who suddenly find themselves out. And folks, we're going to do that here, but why wait too late and keep running up all this debt? I'm just saying, they're throwing them out. They want them stopped. They're protesting all the things they're trying to do. What kind of country stops jobs? What kind of country would stop producing food? I don't care if you're in a cow farm and a chicken farm and a pork farm and a wheat farm. What kind of people do that to their own people? What kind of countries? Communists. Because it's controlled. They can control food and health care and energy. We're done. Well, guess what they figured out? They figured out they can try it, they can do it, and me and you will never know because of bureaucracy made up something called man-made global warming, which is a lie from hell itself. A lie from hell. From hell. The pits of hell. You don't quit growing food for your people to save the environment. That's stupidity. I've never seen something so dumb in all my life. So anyway, they got a Brett Guyman headed up. Brett Guyman headed up the deal dealing with carbon capture, and they got some bills passed that protects the property owner. One group of bills aimed to protect impacted landowners by requiring companies to get those landowners' consent before building carbon wells are reservoirs that store carbon dioxide underground. Other measures would affect the right to sue damages related to such projects, establish setbacks from injection wells, and require well operators to formulate emergency response plans. Shane Mack, Livingston Parish, tried to put a hole in a carbon capture project in Lake Maurepas. Well, Shane, keep the fight, brother. This is crazy stuff. This does nothing. This does not make the economy better. This does not make jobs better. And I wish the oil and gas industry would quit telling people that, because it's not true. None of that's true. Carbon dioxide emission contributed to the warming of the planet. Not true. None of that's true. I mean, none of it. I think the sun has something to do with a warming planet, don't you think? Besides, the planet's not warming. That's what's so sad. John Kennedy, Louisiana, and other Republican Congress are trying to block the plan. EPA is requiring coal-fired power plants to reduce carbon emissions by 90%. We ought not be doing none of this. Before somebody nuts up on me, I think we ought to have clean air just like everybody else. This has nothing to do with clean air. This is to do with absolutely takeover of the United States of America. Let me go. I got a couple other things on these bills, a couple quotes from the oil and gas industry. Just frustrates me that I'm watching them give it away. Because in the name of give me one of those dollar bills, I'll do what you need. Just give me lots of them. That's all this is about. It's nothing about carbon capture producing jobs. That's silly. Stupidity. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Ray Chevrolet of Abbey.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It's what an honor. What a great day to be with you. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, Brett Guyman led a charge of stopping some of this craziness of taking people's land for carbon capture and storage. And this is stupid. This is stupid. Industry officials embrace using carbon capture to keep the state's petrochemical plants in business. They embrace it. See, that Teddy, they embraced it because the federal government, our own federal government, is beating on us to do stuff that's dumb as sin. It's stupid. There's nothing else where to put it. It's dumb. It doesn't do anything. as federal regulations required and reduce or permanently store their carbon emissions. It's stupid. So what did they do? Federal government said, hey, got them. We're going to make them do it, and then we're going to give them the money to do it. So they can still do what they've been doing, but we're going to give them force them to do this. And the carbon, we give them the money. We got them. Carbon capture will bring new, I'm going to quote Tommy Foshee, who's a great guy, president of the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. And they got these people in the oil and gas industry making quotes that they don't really believe. But the money's rolling in. And if the money's rolling in, we got to believe it. I've talked to too many of them behind the scenes. Too many people in this business behind the scenes said, man, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But this, I said, why are they doing it? And every one of them, and I'm not talking about I'm talking to some of the big shots. Man, what you going to do? All this money that's coming in. And business is about making money. Why does it matter where we get it from? It don't matter because they're going to own the oil and gas industry. They're going to own the energy. They own them now. They're getting ready to own them. Chemical plants too. Quote, Tommy Foshee, president of Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. I don't think Tommy believes this one bit. I don't. Carbon capture will bring new economic opportunities, benefit the environment. You're talking like them now. And allow larger petrochemical oil and gas industry to continue to thrive in Louisiana. That's a win-win, and so that's why I think you see us going down a path. No, Tommy. You see, you're going down a path because you're told to, and now they're giving you the money to do it. People will be honest behind the scenes, but when they get in the news, I hope the governor don't give into this stuff. But I know he's going to get a lot of pressure from the oil and gas industry because they're getting pressure from the federal government. And it's so much money. Moon's the dumbest one because I won't take everybody's money. Everybody that comes along will take their money. Boy, have I been stupid. Because carbon capture uses similar technology, oil and gas, they got nothing to do with it. Opportunity to create well drilling jobs in Louisiana as actual oil production continue to slack off. That's a problem. It shouldn't be. You know, there was a pipeline full of carbon dioxide ruptured in Mississippi. 46 people were treated in hospitals. It's more dangerous doing what they're doing by far. Brett Guyman, Brett knows it's coming. And most people tell me they can't stop it. Well, that's our fault. That's stupidity on American people. This is a joke. Folks, one day we're going to declare this such a joke, but the people who ought to pay the price ought to pay for it politically and ought to pay for their jobs for forcing this on us is what ought to happen. So Brett, what Brett and him have done is protected the people's land. But Foshee and them are going to keep doing this because, well, stockholders want a return on their investment. People investing, and they don't care, unfortunately, where to get the money from. So let's see. The federal government forces these companies to do this. They used to try to force it. They fought back. They fine them, just like they're threatening now. They're threatening one of these chemical plants right now, saying in 90 days, if you don't do what you say, you're going to have to shut down. The chemical plant's gone. We may have to shut down then. So the threats are there on that side. On the flip side, you know, they're trying to make a living, and all of a sudden, here comes the federal government saying, not only are we going to threaten y'all, not only are we going to put pressure on y'all, we're going to give y'all money to do it now. So now, in the eyes of oil and gas and chemical plants, which I love them to death, it's okay. See, it wasn't okay at first because there was no money involved. Wet my paws, brother. Tell me what you want me to do. Does that not sound like the Louisiana way of doing business? That's all they're doing. You know why most of them won't come on here? Because they got to admit it's money. It's all about the money. The hell with everything else. Somebody just cut me off the radio going, all right, listen, I got it. You got to listen to the truth. That's okay. But I'm telling you what's going on. The federal government's buying our most prized possessions. Nothing more important in this world world when it comes to the economy than oil and gas and coal and natural gas. That's what's important. We'll be right back. Folks, it's May, so Schumacher Homes is making deals. Have you ever thought about building your dream home? No time like today to start building. My friends over at Schumacher Homes want to help make your vision come true with their newest special offer. You ready? Now through May 31st, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. You heard me right. $50,000 on your custom home. All you got to do is go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com, they take you from the start to finish, and they know what they're doing, and they're great. They have built so many homes. Schumacher Homes wants to help you turn your custom homes into the dream you've always wanted by, guess what? Saving up to $50,000 on options, upgrades to get a home that was designed just for you, your custom home. No pressure in the process means no appointment is necessary to tour the model homes. Go by and check them out or stop by the self-guided tour and start visualizing yourself in a Schumacher home. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Save up to $50,000 on options. That's awesome. Your custom home, Schumacher Home. Folks, I want to tell you about one of my new advertisers, Adapt Concepts AC Service Repairs. Oh, serving all of Acadiana, surrounding areas, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. Full service AC and heating company, repairs, installation, and preventive maintenance, which is very, very important. Installation service, professional quality services, focus on creating value for you. Terms of certified technician, 24/7 customer service, and free consultation. I'm talking Adapt Concepts, AC Service Repairs. You want the professionals, you want the best, this is them. Purchase a qualified, high-efficient system for maintenance, plus get a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. Wow, don't you want to know about that? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adapt-ac.com. That's adapt-ac.com.
Do you crave life?
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. What a day. What a day. Great to be with you. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can be a voice, 844-766-6607, if you'd like to be part of the program. So, and it is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. So I went back and turned over to old ignorant Clancy DeBose. He always picks the winners and losers. And as usual, he screws the whole thing up, which I'm not surprised. He's the new guy that John George's devil's advocate has hired to beat up on Landry. Of course, he did this and this as well. And he starts off Jeff Landry's election. He says, what is always true in this, elections have consequences. Jeff Landry's election as governor last autumn, along with many ultra-conservative lawmakers, sent a sharp turn to the right in Louisiana. Then he starts bickering that Jeff Landry got most of what he wanted. And I will say this in the social and cultural, I'm glad he did. And he says, children, teachers, and LGBTQRSP people lost in almost every turn. None of that's true. None of that's true. He cannot name one piece of anti-LGBTQ or one thing against teachers and children that happened. But so the first one he picked is winners, Jeff Landry. Even though he didn't win all the battles, he won. And he said he got the nation's strictest anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ laws, along with the law requiring posting the Ten Commandments in the classroom. Well, first of all, there was no anti-LGBTQ legislation. I'll say it again. I'll say it out loud. People like Clancy DeBose and his whacked-out newspaper and whacked-out way of thinking. You got to be really whacked out to look at this and say that there was things against anybody. There was nothing against anybody. If you make a law protecting children in a bathroom, that's not against anybody. It's protecting children in locker rooms and bathrooms. See how they, in the media, they get to flip it. Oh, this is anti. What's anti about doing something that's right? You can't explain that to the left. Because in Clancy DeBose's world, you need to think like me. Who the hell wants to think that ignorant all the time? That's what Clancy DeBose does. I don't know if there's anybody any dumber writing in any paper. Okay. He says the Senate won. Upper chamber led by Cameron Henry provided the only consistent measure of legislative independence this year. Now, let me tell you why he claims Henry and him won. You ready? I want you to listen to his words, not mine. Well, first of all, he went against Landry. That's the big thing. But then listen to this. That showed real finesse. He also seemed to, he also spared senators for having to make some tough votes and make sure the money bills got through quick. He spared senators from having to make tough votes. And why are they going down there? I'll say it again, and the late CB Fagostin taught me this. Okay? You go down to vote. The guy's being praised for the Senate and Cameron Henry for doing a great job of sparing senators from having to make tough votes. While the House made tough vote after tough vote after tough vote, the Senate kills tough votes. They've always done that. Done it on a John Alario, done it on a blank page Cortez. They've done it on a most Senate presidents. So we go, we want a senator, and we want a Senate that doesn't have to make votes and doesn't have to make tough votes. The Senate is the, you know, they call it a country club. It's the wuss club. It's a bunch of wusses, not all of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them just wusses. I mean, they don't want to take tough votes. So you got the Senate president, and by the way, out of his mouth, not out of mine, Cameron Henry said, well, we don't want to, you know, we want to protect our people from making votes. That's their job. You realize that Clancy DeBose, as dumb as he is, he thinks the senator protecting the voters, the Senate from voting is smart. You can't get nothing passed because of the Senate. Man, I'm once again, using his words, not mine. Social conservatives and theocrats want. Force the Capitol, and they don't shrink from demanding what they want. Ever harsher abortion restriction laws. Folks, because of the Supreme Court ruling, we don't have to have harder restriction, abortion restriction laws. We have no abortions. And nobody made anything. If you got no abortions and you can't have an abortion in the state, how can it be harder? How can you do harder restrictions? I know they passed a bill dealing with appeals, but how can it be harder? We have none, Clancy. If somebody wants to kill and wipe out a human being, go to another state. I'm proud of our state on that. By the way, it was your boy Bell that let some things pass through, too. Didn't see you busting Bell upside the head. And here's my favorite one once again. Harsher abortion restrictions and anti-LGBTQ laws. There's no anti-LGBTQ laws. None. I just don't understand that. So every law that came up to protect kids and children and give parents legal say in what happens with their kid, they deem as anti. How can you deem something anti? Well, it's just what the media does. It's just what the media does. And you know what else is Clancy's upset about? We're going to put the Ten Commandments in the schools. Well, golly, thou shalt not kill. Boy, we don't want that in the school. Thou shalt not steal. Don't put that in the school, Clancy. And that ain't what they like or dislike. They don't like the first one, by not putting anything in front of God. They don't want anything in a reference to God or Jesus at all. That's what the Clancy DeBose is. And if he tells you he goes to church, that means nothing to me. Nothing. So, yeah, I'm not going to read all these, but it's amazing. Insurance companies won. They passed some bills to give insurance companies an opportunity. I'm going to explain this as simple as I can. They passed some bills to give insurance companies opportunities to come here and compete We don't have enough of them. Okay, understand what I'm saying. You got to understand what they try to do. So if you're a company, like an insurance company, and you want to come to Louisiana, you want to make it where you can make some money. You want to make it where you can compete. We don't have enough insurance companies. We're not even close. So they're trying to pass bills to make a business, forget insurance, any business to want to come to Louisiana. That's all it did. I don't know if it makes it better or worse, but I noticed they ain't coming. And if they're not coming, you have to do something about it. You know? That's all they did. Clancy thinks it's a bad, he thinks the insurance companies won. Insurance companies didn't win. When the Louisiana people win, everybody wins then. You know? You know what else he named as a winner? Trial lawyers. But when he announces the winners every year, trial lawyers win in this state. Some high-powered plaintiff lawyers got behind Landry early in his campaign for governor, paid off for now. The governor's support helped them sidetrack or weaken several tort reform bills that business interests and other conservatives hope would pass. However, the fights never end. So if the trial lawyers are winning, remember what I said. I got a simple motto. If trial lawyers win in our state, Louisiana's getting beat and we're losing. We're losing if trial lawyers are winning. Just telling you. And according to Mr. Brainiac, trial lawyers are winning. Black voters win because they get a new electional district. They get a new district. Who gave it to them? Republicans. Republicans gave another Democrat's district to go and go vote for Joe Biden and Obama's policies, which are destroying the country. Makes no sense. Everybody knows where I stand on that. You know? It's me. So anyway, the losers, Jeff Landry, of course. He says women and children are losers. Women and children didn't get beat in this session. Teachers lost? How did teachers lose? How did teachers lose? They got a $2,000 stipend? That stipend's going to end up being a pay raise? You know, if you do a stipend every year, you get $2,000, and it's, I think, would be the third year, second or third, whatever it is. That's not losing. Transparency and accountability question with LGBTQ community. They didn't lose. And then he put Jeff Landry as a loser. That's really until he got him a winner and a loser. He got him a winner and a loser. I knew he couldn't stand not putting the hemp THC industry. I don't know about that. Ochsner's healthcare. Ochsner's can't lose. When is Ochsner's loss? Let's take a break. Just unbelievable. All right. We got to take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. We'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing right now. Go to HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Fill out the form and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
Our tech troubles.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman to save money. You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, if you'd like to be part of it. 844-766-6607 is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. One other thing, he called a loser of private sector workers. Lawmakers once more refused to hike Louisiana's minimum wage. Adding insult to injury, they cut the duration of unemployment insurance benefits, which are already meager. Old Clancy constantly fighting for government to do everything. I had Tim Metcalf on the other day. He always comes on Friday about minimum wage. And minimum wage is like $7.25. There's not a business out there probably paying that. And if it is, it's probably for some kid that's 15 to 16 years old. Somebody want more money can go anywhere, go to a fast food joint and get more money than $7 an hour. Matter of fact, I think with what's happened with wages since COVID proved that minimum wage was a joke. And look at what minimum wage did to – somebody ought to ask Clancy when they see him, what do you think minimum wage ought to be in Louisiana? Why don't we let the Clancy, the Bolson people, the Advocate tell us what the minimum wage ought to be? You know, they're trying $20 in California. It's blowing up everything they got there. It's absolutely blowing it up. You know, it's blowing up the restaurants and everything else. You're talking about businesses leaving. McDonald's is making, I don't think McDonald's is going to leave them, but McDonald's is even saying we may have to look at leaving California. Could you imagine if McDonald's picked up and left California? They got a $20 minimum wage, and people are already complaining they want it to be 30 now. And I say, make it 50, get way ahead of inflation. None of this makes any sense. But to me, when you're dealing with somebody like Debose, it's never going to make sense. He's not trying to make sense with any of it, folks. He's not. And by the way, he doesn't really care. He just keeps throwing out the leftist manner that they've always done. So, minimum wage. I remember Rush Limbaugh years ago. You said, "Why don't you make it $50? 30, just grab a number and run with it. See how it works out." It causes everything else to go up. They call other wages to go up. It causes inflation to go up. And it doesn't help anybody. I don't think that the people on the left ever understand stuff like that because they don't even try. So they could talk about minimum wage and all that stuff they want to. Nobody's paying that now. Nobody's paying a Louisiana minimum wage, and we see if you go overboard like California. So they're going to shut. According to every report I read, they've lost over 10,000 jobs since the $20 minimum wage kicked in. By the way, it was $25 in the medical. If you work in the medical, at least you can make it 20. Guess what they just did to the medical costs? Skyrocket that puppy up too. I'm just telling you that the minimum wage was never a livable wage. But we've all associated that to be a livable wage now. So you take somebody, you tell them all the time, you tell parents, I'll take your kids, Get them educated. I'm not talking about necessarily a college degree, but get them educated where they can go be all they can be. Reading, writing, and arithmetic today is like it was 100 years ago and 200 years ago and 50 years ago. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. If you can understand those three, then it's nothing you can't accomplish, whether you have a college degree or not. You know, it's just sick. All right, let's go to phone lines. Norman, how you doing, Norman?
Moon, I hear you talking about minimum wage. I'm thinking, you know, I'm just an old guy on the bayou. I'm thinking to myself, if we could apply minimum wage, wouldn't need a minimum wage if we could reduce the cost of living. If we could do all this craziness about solving global warming, apply 10% of that to inflation and minimum wage and all that, everybody would be happy. I know I would, because I wouldn't have to hear about all this foolishness all day long. Go ahead.
No, it is foolishness. That's the bad part about it, Norman. We're fighting about stuff that is just from a basic fundamental standpoint makes no sense at all. It's like the global warming, carbon capture, none of that makes sense. None of that makes any sense for anything. Yet here we are, we're fighting it. We're not even fighting it anymore, though. All you got to do is go around and give money to somebody, and they're ready to do whatever you want them to do.
Oh, that's very alarming to me, Moon.
Well, no, it is what it is, though, now, Norman. I mean, everything's about the buck, and the reality is, all this printed money. I got a guy from an economist, Harry Dent. It's about 4 minutes long. He's worried about stock market crash. Yeah. He thinks we're in a bubble of all bubbles. And one of the reasons is we didn't have all this debt.
I saw that today.
Yeah, by the way, we didn't have all this debt when we had 2008. We didn't have all this debt in the Great Depression. He thinks this thing's going to be worse because now, and by Norman, think about it. Normally, what do we do in a crisis? We go print a bunch of money. COVID, we just print a bunch of money. What do you do if you have a financial crisis and you've already printed all the money you could print? Where are you going next?
Well, that's what it is. Moon, before I listen, I know you're getting ready to go sell some commercials. Let me close out with this thing. There's an old guy on the bayou with no education that I can discern, but he has so much common sense. One day he decides to run for office. And I told you this before. They said, what you think about the national debt? If we owe it, we ought to try and pay it. There you go.
Say that again?
If we owe it, we ought to try and pay it.
That was fundamental in the day. I've talked to many bankers.
Well, that's because he came up in hard times and depression. Yeah. He knew what the day was.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is back in the day, that's how bankers, I'm telling you, these universities are teaching people debt ain't a problem. Don't worry about debt. That's what they're teaching people. Yeah. That's what they're teaching people. Why do you think they get all these ideas from? Just keep running up debt. No big deal. You think if Chuckie Schumer came on his program, he could explain what he's doing to this country with the debt problem? No. They wouldn't care because he doesn't care. If it was up to them, they would add 10 more trillion to the economy today and they'd print it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Moon, let me give you one more thing about debt. When I graduated from college, I was a senior in college. I got credit cards from every gas company you could think of. Had them in my wallet. If I needed to fuel up, I'd fuel up. Every once in a while, I'd write a check. Well, when I got married, my wife straightened me up. We ain't going to do that no more, and it worked out pretty good so far.
Oh, so you just taught me something, everybody else. Sometimes listening helps.
Do what your wife tells you, and it's a happy house, ain't it? What do you think?
No, I tell people all the time, the way my marriage works is she agrees with me 30% of the time. I agree with her 95%. We got a lot of harmony at the Griffon household.
Yes. Honey, I think that's a good idea.
Awesome. When do you want me to start?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Also, how high?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Or how low. It don't matter either one.
Call you another day. Bye.
All right, thanks. Clancy the Boast thinks the minimum wage ought to raise here. We don't need it. So what we ought to do, these people that think minimum wage ought to be raised, ask them how much. We got a congressman, liberal Democrat, say, it'll be $50 an hour. Let's try it. Let's see how it works. Let's go fun, man. No common sense anymore. No common sense when it comes to money. Now, we got carbon capture, baby. Going to save the world. Going to save the world. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Acadiana's
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
This is a Fox News alert. The defense just rested at Hunter Biden's trial. I'm Dave Anthony. After deciding the president's son will not testify, so the prosecution then recalled an FBI expert continuing to make their case, charging Hunter Biden with illegally buying a gun in 2018 while being an illegal drug user.
Prosecutors have spent all last week. They put their case together. They called witnesses, including three exes for Hunter Biden, played excerpts from his audio book, bank statements. The defense really only put its case on for the better part of the afternoon Friday, calling Hunter Biden's daughter Naomi. And that's about it.
Fox's Rich Hudson outside the federal court in Wilmington, Delaware. Donald Trump has a meeting today that no former president's ever had before after he was found guilty in New York in the hush money case he calls a hoax with no crime.
As a convicted felon, the former president will be interviewed virtually with his lawyer, Todd Blanch, at his side. He'll do it from his Mar-a-Lago estate. The person interviewing him will be his probation officer, who reviews the case and examines the defendant's personal history. The conclusions will go into that pre-sentence report that will recommend Trump's sentence. It will go to Judge Juan Merchan.
Fox's Eric Sean in New York. The Trump sentencing is set for July 11th. The former president will also have a virtual event today with an anti-abortion Christian group based in Indianapolis. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Israel again, meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is under more pressure after two war cabinet members resigned despite the weekend rescue of four hostages from Hamas captivity.
Blinken is shuttling between Egypt and Israel, insisting only the Palestinian militants stand in the way of a deal that would see hostages released.
If you want a ceasefire, press Hamas to say yes. If you want to alleviate the terrible suffering of Palestinians in Gaza, press Hamas to say yes.
The proposal calls for a three-phase process involving the release of hostages and talks towards ending the conflict.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, the weather's warming up and summer's just around the corner. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEP.
Jay.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the LHSAA, are the 110,000 high school sports students in Louisiana. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org. Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, they just, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, they just said that rested a case against Hunter Biden. Let's say they convicted Trump of 34 counts. Made up case. I'm going to make a prediction. Hunter walks away scot-free. I think it's the job of the media and stuff to put this in our people's face. When the left does something wrong, it's okay. When anybody center-right does anything, and even if it's not wrong, they don't have to worry about it in this justice system we have. If the right does something, you don't even have to do nothing, you can get in trouble. The left could do something, and they don't never get in trouble. And I don't look for Hunter Biden to get in trouble. It's like Senator Mendez, what is out of Jersey. He's a crook. About like Biden, he's just crook. But if he's going to be the senator, and he's going to vote with the Democrats, I think he changed the independent, but he's going to vote for, no, that was Manchin. But this guy's a crook. And they thought they would lose the Jersey to a Republican. The courts will never find him guilty of anything. And I don't know if he's actually going to have a court case come up before the election. You know, so just a two. So I'm going to predict, and I don't like to predict it because it's a case I have not followed. But since it says it's Biden's the last name and he's kin to old Joe, the president, my gut feeling is he will be found innocent, hung jury. There's no way Hunter Biden goes to jail. And then when we had a chance to really go pop him, we didn't do it because it didn't look right going after Hunter's son. That's what the Republicans tell each other. Democrats, they go forward. If they could put Trump, Trump's kids, Trump's wife, Trump's dog in jail, they'd put it and never bat an eye. That's just not how it works on us. So I think Hunter will walk with no problem. Just the way the system's set up. I'm going to be shocked if they slap him on the wrist or give him something like, well, we're going to keep you confinement with a bracelet on your ankle for 6 months. Still going to do everything he wants to do but leave the house. He still can get cocaine and women in the house. That's not a problem. He just can't go anywhere. So I know that today the news said Trump had to talk to his probation officer leading up to the sentencing when I think they'll throw him in jail. I pray to God not. But I think if you look at the left, you look at communists, the thing they like is chaos. Same thing Satan likes, chaos, confusion. The devil loves it, and God knows the Democrats love it. They love chaos. That's what communists have been able to work on their whole lives as they took over other countries. And so I think the chaos will, in my opinion, be a big part of it. By the way, I was reading this, Creating an Inclusive Workforce for America's Growing EV Sector. Friend of mine said, I was falling out laughing. So the EV thing looks like it's about to implode if it hadn't already imploded and should die. Unless you want one. I'm telling you, if I want an electric vehicle, I'm going buy me a golf cart. They great. My son plays golf. He been wanting me to get an electric vehicle. I told him I might buy a golf cart. Anyway, so they have a problem. They're saying this is the future, but let me tell you, they believe the reason for the future in electric vehicles. You ready? Inclusive workforce. That's it. Inclusive workforce. I'm not making this up. No doubt EVs are the future. Few bumps in the road. You need to solve the issue of having enough trained workers to drive these jobs. This is the problem. Okay? Equity and inclusivity in EV infrastructure. That's how we're going to get more people to buy them. I'm not making this up. Limited talent pool to fill the various manufacturing and installations roles needed for EV infrastructure, ability to include everyone in the new economy. The demographics are clear. Absent a broader inclusion of female workers and workers from marginalized communities, the U.S. will not achieve its economic, environmental, and national security goals. Do you want more EVs? You want more people buying them? We need more inclusion in the jobs. We have not done a good job in this country of including everybody in the emerging area of our economic opportunity. So the guy sent this was falling out laughing. He said, have you ever seen something so stupid in all your life? And I can't. Not since they came out with masks or the Green New Deal anyway. We got to have inclusive. We got to have equitable. That's the only way to get it done. we just make up stuff as we go. Oh, my God. The workforce needs to have more inclusion or we can't get it done. The multifaceted program brings together various stakeholders, state officials, local institutions, community and technical colleges, businesses, labor unions, and individual workers to develop the scale training model for EV infrastructure across the United States of America. This investment aims to ensure that people from historically marginalized communities not only have a clear path to the jobs, the clean energy economy, including the EV structure, but also supportive services to overcome barriers for the career success. This is going to get more people to buy EVs if we got a diversified workforce. That's what they're saying. How do you make up stuff like this? And they're serious about it. That's what's so sad. This is stupid. I'm going to buy an EV because I found out that we have a more equal workforce billing EVs. By the way, this is a Gannett newspaper article. And that sounds like something Gannett would do. I mean, it's just, I just get a kick out of it. They come up with these articles. They act like they went to Clancy DeBose School of Journalism. Where ignorance rises to the top. By the way, there's a couple other bills I wanted to mention that I want to see what the governor's going to do. And people are waiting to see. Waiting to see what the governor's going to do. There's a couple of ACT bills. There's a bill out there. I covered it yesterday, last week on both sides of the issue. And it's warning people, kids, not to take the ACT if they have no plan to go to college. And there's a bill on Jeff's desk. People want them to sign, but the education community, including Dr. Brumley, they don't, and the Bessie board, I had them all on last week. They don't want to, they want everybody to take the ACT, even if they're not going to college. And I'm kind of curious where Jeff's going to fall on that bill because, and look, I don't have a take in it. There's arguments on both sides. I know you're surprised I don't have a take, but I really don't. I just, I'm just thinking kids, a lot of kids don't go to college in our state. I know y'all don't believe that, but they really don't. And the other bill, of course, the bill that we talked about a lot last week, had Alan Seaborn on it and Representative Mellorin on it to talk about House Bill 423. And that's the bill that I'm really interested in dealing with tort reform. That's the one that everybody's waiting to see, because on one hand, if Jeff vetoes it, it's going to look like he really is with the trial lawyers. And if he vetoes it, if he signs it or it becomes law without his signature, the people on the business side feel like Jeff's with us. It's a tough call for him. It shouldn't be. His base is the business side of the community. So if he does that, you know, Alan Seaball was on it since Seaball, so he probably calls a press conference and say, well, it was a bad bill. But it's a watered-down version, but it's still better than anything we had. And collateral damages. And this is the one that I would love to see the Governor Landry sign. I don't think you can keep your base together if you're signing bills that help trial lawyers. Because as I said before, when the trial lawyers are winning big here, the people are losing. And I'll stick with that comment. When they're winning big here, we're losing. And they don't want that to pass. And the governor has put himself in a hot position. So I don't know when I don't know how many more days, but it's closing down. A session ended last Monday. I don't remember. Somebody might can help me real quick. Is it 10 days, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks that you got to sign a bill or it becomes law without your signature, you got to veto it or sign it into law? There's a number of days after the bill passed that the governor has to make that decision. It's not just this bill. There's other bills. But I want to say, does the trial lawyers win or do the people win? That's what I want to know. Somebody asked me this morning, you heard from Jeff? No, but he's welcome. Always welcome. He's always welcome. All right, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show.
Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Graffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. If you're selling the boat.
Look out, y'all.
Like it all, welcome back. Great to have you with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, the Moon Griffon Show. Heard around the whole state of Louisiana. Get to make a Jeff Kuras having one of his political deals on Thursday in Metairie. I don't have all the details, but I give it to you. I'll be down there participating in that and looking forward to it. But I got to get all the details so I can share them with you. So looking forward to it. And by the way, Lake Charles tomorrow, Dr. Snow's office will broadcast. So got at least one road, maybe in Baton Rouge Thursday. Checking on that right now. All righty. Let's see. Let's see. Hold up, folks. I'm answering a text message. Because Chuck Owens, I might have Representative Chuck Owens, a bill dealing with electric vehicles. We actually lost. If he gives me a call, I'll put him on to talk about it. Y'all saw the Washington Post Climate Solutions saying now, that reporter. You ready? Walker, you'll love this. We should embrace cold showers. cold showers. That's right. You know, hot showers warms up the planet, folks. Heating water gobbles energy, leading to high utility bills and more planet-warming emissions. They're telling you now. They're not only going to tell you not to eat meat. They want you to start taking cold showers. I'm not making this up. This is going to get dumber and dumber as we go. None of this is true, by the way. Pete Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary, is blaming turbulence on effects of climate change. You know, I've been flying since I've been, I don't know, I've flown a pretty good bit, you know, for me, for an average guy. And I've heard of turbulence in airplanes all my life. And yet, Pete Buttigieg comes along and said, that's a problem. Carbon capture projects are worse than a public nuisance. Great article right here. You can check them at theclimatedepot.com. That's right. World of climate policies abounds in bad ideas. I told y'all the carbon capture may be the wasted, most wasted thing we're doing of money that we ever wasted in our lives. And you just got to go read some of these articles and share with you and find out information. And you will see how what I'm talking about is unbelievable. Study bust myth that minimum wage hikes don't cost jobs. Of course they do. They always have and they always will. All right, let's go. Representative Chuck Owen. Chuck, what's going on, brother?
Good morning, Moon. How are you?
I am doing superb. I'm sure you're doing great since you at home, not in Baton Rouge.
I am glad to be in Vernon Parish. It was a full 3 months. We got a lot done. We did a lot more than steps in the right direction. We took a solid, absolute hard turn going the right way. Like you, I'm interested to see what's going to happen with these vetoes. I hope nothing. I hope no good bill gets vetoed, but we're crossing our fingers.
But tell me.
You were talking earlier.
Yeah. Go ahead. No, tell me about these EVs.
Electric vehicles?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a bill this time strictly to put a limit on the volume of electric vehicles the state can own, not individuals.
Sure.
Not Moon Griffon, not Chuck Owen, but I wanted to limit the number of vehicles that the state could own that were electric powered. And I'm not talking about golf carts. I'm talking about cars and trucks and things we use because in the last few years, we've had hurricanes and fires and snowstorms, and I never saw one emergency vehicle powered by electricity, not one.
And you're not going to. So that works.
No. And my point to my colleagues in the legislature, and it took a long time to even get out of a committee, out of a House committee, was that's like I want us to be prepared to do the bidding of the citizens of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I want 100% reliability of our emergency responders, of our first responders. So I finally got it out of a committee in the House. Then I got it out of the House at about maybe a 65-35 kind of vote. I got it over in the Senate, and a Senate committee killed it.
Wow.
The motor company world, the people who sell automobiles, were the ones who came out strongest against it. And it's like I kept telling my colleagues, the people who sell EVs didn't want that bill to pass because they need someone to buy their crap.
Mm-hmm.
No one's buying that junk.
Nope.
It doesn't work. It does not work. And so, anyway, I lost in a committee. I'm going to bring it back next year, but it is the job of the state to be ready to serve the public, not to have fairy tales.
And can you imagine? You have an electric vehicle. I don't care if it's a sheriff's car to a fire truck, whatever. You can get in there, but you can't get out. And then when you get in, you can't get out because you can't charge it. God, I tell you the best one I like, Chuck. Can you imagine? You've seen it before. I-10. People, I-49, moving slow, bumper to bumper, trying to get out of a hurricane way. So if you had an electric vehicle, I saw a guy. It was a couple came out of New Orleans, or south of New Orleans. And it took them 9 hours to get from there to Lafayette. And they interviewed the guy at a gas station. The guy said, I'm just looking for gas. He said, it took me 9 hours to get here. Well, you don't have charging stations every 2 feet on the interstate. It doesn't work that way. So just using that, the stupidity of thinking we can go do what they want to do is absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah, it was amazing to me. And there was a lot of thing. You're trying to stifle the private sector. It's like, no, I'm not. If you want to go buy one, buy one.
Hey, hold on a second. I'm going to take a break. I'll come back. I got a couple other questions for you. Just hold on about a 5-minute break. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show, Representative Chuck Owen. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Graffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. Folks, I want to tell you about one of my new advertisers, Adapt Concepts AC Service Repairs. Oh, serving all of Acadiana, surrounding areas, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. Full service AC and heating company. Repairs, installation, and preventive maintenance, which is very, very important. Installation service, professional quality services, focused on creating value for you. Terms of certified technician, 24/7 customer service, and free consultation. I'm talking Adapt Concepts AC Service Repairs. You want the professionals, you want the best, this is them. Purchase a qualified, high-efficient system for maintenance, plus get a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. Wow, don't you want to know about that? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adapt-ac.com. That's adapt-ac.com.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon is here, ready for you, 844-766-6607, talking about issues that matter to you on a daily basis. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We got Representative Chuck on. Chuck, going back to the bill and EVs and all that, if somebody want to buy one, I don't care. It's all the mandates that's coming. I watched it with carbon capture. I watched it put pressure on oil and gas chemical plants. Everybody's jumping up and taking that money. If they were not sending money, nobody would be on any of this green stuff. They would not even be touching this stuff. You go talk to the business people and say, well, Moon, you got to understand. Yeah, I understand. I'm not going to understand when we're totally broke and they own them. But same thing with these electric vehicles. I mean, you're right. So we're going to let the government go buy all this electrical stuff. And then when we get in harm's way, they're going to be in deep trouble. Because, I mean, the way they got to use these vehicles in places that people don't go, and if there's no electricity, there's no powering up at all.
See, I have confidence that this administration, the Landry administration, will not go down that path. Our guard doesn't have any. Our police don't have any. GOSEP doesn't hardly have any. But I want a mark in the sand where Louisiana says, we're not going to do it. I don't care what California does. I don't care what New Jersey does. Louisiana is not going to go down that path. And I don't think Governor Landry will, but we need to make a statement and prevent it. And it just it amazed me how
these automakers came out of the woodwork to fight this. I want to know who fought you on this. I'm just kind of because I'm curious. Huh?
Automakers. An automaker fought hardest.
Why would they fight against that?
Yes. The automakers, they fought my bill, which was only intended to prevent the government from owning more than 3% electric vehicles. I didn't say people couldn't. You know, if the free market wanted those things, then sell them like hotcakes. But I don't want to waste tax dollars on them.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. If you sell vehicles, they buy and sell a lot of fleet vehicles, and I'll tell you why they fight it. It goes back to the same thing with carbon capture, money. They look at all the hundreds of thousands or millions of vehicles on the road today, and I don't care what kind they are, in government. If government made them do that, they're going to get that buy. That's why they're doing it. It's money. They cannot be fighting it for any other reason except they want to get their fare of the money, the share of the money.
Well, they want someone to buy their junk that they've already bought. That they've already made. They've followed the Biden and other leftist agenda and have produced these things, and they're sitting on lots and they can't sell them. And I think they're counting on the government to come buy their junk, and we don't want their junk. I don't want their junk. Look, and as I told them in the hearing, I said, I'm not interested in an electric vehicle until it can get me from Leesville to Midland, Texas, and then it can refuel in under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Until then, I'm not going to touch one of them. I want nothing to do with it.
Well, I think that's the feeling of most people, but it's the mandates. It's, you gotta. And it's hurting the American people, and it's hurting the economy. And these companies are losing their rear ends off selling electric. Every one of them. And if it wouldn't be for the subsidies from the government, they'd all be broke and bankrupt.
Yeah, and it's a lie. I mean, look, as I was telling my wife earlier today, I said, you know, someone's got to produce the electricity that powers those stupid things. That doesn't come from fairy dust or from unicorns. I mean, that electricity is being produced somewhere. But they have this hatred for oil and gas.
Yeah, you know, you remember a couple of years ago, last year, year before last, in the winter, Texas took a big hit. And the reason they took a big hit is because they started doing all this renewable stuff.
Yep.
Okay, so yep. I got a call from a guy that was there this week, and he says they're predicting rolling blackouts in Texas because of the renewables, because they've gotten away from some of this stuff and turned over to windmills and stupidity stuff. So Texas, which could have, you know, oil and gas and air natural, everything they need, they turn it over to the renewables because the federal government's sending money to everybody. So that don't make any sense for a place like Texas, who can be a country in itself, to have turned to ignorance like this. It just doesn't make any sense at all. But guess what? If they got rolling blackouts in Texas, it's because they went solar and windmills and all other stupid stuff that's out there. That's why.
I hope someday it all works really well, Moon. But right now, it is not, and it cannot be our backbone.
It would never be
an interesting backup.
It would never work. It will always be mega, mega expensive. And when you got fossil fuels, those fossil fuels, all gas, natural gas, all that's natural right out the ground, the ocean, the Gulf, that the good Lord gave us for this, forcing us to be like communists where they can control everything is stupidity. Remember, we're talking about a minor part of it. They don't want us to eat meat. They don't want, you know what I'm saying? They don't want us to produce meat and vegetables and telling farmers, and I just read one, they want to stop you from taking a hot shower. They think a cold shower is better. How can you imagine coming in the winter on a 30-degree day with the wind chill at 26 and you've been working all day and you come in and say, baby, I'm gonna take a cold shower. For some reason I don't know about you, but that don't excite me.
Does not. It does not. Look, this is all about the control of the population. This is all about them transforming Western civilization into something they can manage. And that you know, there are a lot of people who being controlled runs through their bloodstream, but there's a lot of us who don't, you know, kowtow to that. And so we're going to have this conflict, this conflict between people who can be controlled and people who are not. So
remember,
I'm against it.
Fundamental transformation of America, out of the words of the legendary Barack Hussein Obama. And he's watching it happen and probably laughing. Look what we're doing to this country. Opening the borders, running up debt that we can never pay back, going electric, going all this other stuff. He got to be falling out laughing, going, we could have a riot, and we call it a protest. If they protest, we call it a riot. We can put the president of the United States in jail. Yeah, we can do whatever we want because the Republicans won't ever attack us. I mean, you got to be laughing, literally laughing, going, watch the transformation. This is easier than I thought.
Yeah, I saw a political cartoon the other day. It was a Democrat firing a cannon downrange and a Republican throwing back a paper airplane.
That's, ain't that about right?
Strongly worded letter as opposed to what they do. So, you know, I'm a firm believer in America and our people, and I believe in November that the American people are going to speak, and everyone needs to speak, and we need to speak loudly. And affirm liberty in this country, and that's what I tell people all the time. We are going to crush them at the ballot box in November.
Well, I'm always a show me guy because I've heard it before. We got to show them, and I'm hoping enough people. You got to have people that vote Democrat wake up and say, "Man, look what the people that I'm voting for, look what they doing." That's really what you got to have. I think you'd agree with me on that. You've got to have that. You've got to have people wake up and go, whoa, I've been voting for the wrong thing a long time. I'm not doing that anymore. That's what you got to have.
We do. I'm hopeful.
All right, Chuck. I appreciate it, man. God bless. We do appreciate it.
Good to hear your voice.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got a Representative Chuck on. Yeah, man, we don't need to go to electric and all these. But here's the problem. Some people have, and I want to say New Orleans or Baton Rouge, have bought some electric buses and stuff. Why? Why did they do it? Because the federal government sent them a check to do it. So you can't. And look, if you live in a state like ours, if the federal government tell you they're going to send you a check, you don't ask them what it's for. You take it and do whatever they tell you. It's money. Ask people like money bags. That's what they believe in. All right, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607. Take a break. Be right back. Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, it's May, so Schumacher Homes is making deals. Have you ever thought about building your dream home? No time like today to start building. My friends over at Schumacher Homes want to help make your vision come true with their newest special offer. You ready? Now through May 31st, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. You heard me right. $50,000 on your custom home. All you got to do is go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com, they take you from the start to finish, and they know what they're doing, and they're great. They have built so many homes. Schumacher Homes wants to help you turn your custom homes into the dream you've always wanted by, guess what? Saving up to $50,000 on options, upgrades to get a home that was designed just for you, your custom home. No pressure in the process means no appointment is necessary to tour the model homes. Go by and check them out or stop by the self-guided tour and start visualizing yourself in a Schumacher home. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Save up to $50,000 on options. That's awesome. Your custom home. Schumacher home.
This week at Ralph.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Appreciate Chuck Owen spending a few minutes. All the representatives are always welcome. Republican, Democrat, black, white, male or female, always welcome to be part of the Moon Graffon Show. All right, I want to play something, and this is not to scare anybody. I once again, you've heard me say it many times, I think fundamentally, financially, and it's mostly started when Barack Obama came in, when he doubled the national debt. Back then, it went to 10 trillion, from 5 to 10, which was a lot back then. And now it's pushing 35 trillion right at it, probably be 35 trillion by the end of the month. And I keep saying you can't do this. What COVID did was absolutely utterly nuts. And we should have never gave in on that. And then now, all of a sudden, our budgets all got to be post-COVID, where we just keep building them up. This guy, Harry Dent. He's predicting a stock market crash worse than 2008. And he explains it. He's real simple about it. This ain't a doomsayer or not. This is a guy that's an outspoken financial author that's looking at the non-fundamental stuff that's happening right now. In 25 and to 29, it was natural bubble. And what he's making a point of on this before I get to it is the money we've printed and the absolute debt that we have now, we didn't have none of this in 2008. When Barack came in, it was about $4 trillion worth of debt. And, you know, we were going through that. Bush was the office. That's why Barack ran in. We were going to put a Democrat. It didn't matter what his name was, what he really believed. And now look at the debt. We've never had debt like this if something was to happen. Where are we going to get money from? So anyway, in the Great Depression, a big crash came, 29 to 32, then a follow-up, 38 to 42. So anyway, here it is. You ready? Let's go ahead and play it. This is Mr. Harry Dent on Fox Business, I think.
We have to shake this bubble out. They finally went so far in stimulus and reacting to COVID that they caused that 9% inflation spike suddenly. And that's what we saw. And that's when they had to say, we got to reverse and start tightening. What people don't realize, every time they do a major stimulus or a major tightening, you got to wait a year and a half. And I think now, as much as 2 years, for that to impact. It takes a while for that to work in the economy. So we felt that stimulus that continued, the strongest in history for 14 years, end of March of 2022. That's still been hitting up to recently, and we're gonna see this tightening, 525 basis points, the most in over 40 years since the 80-81, which caused the deepest recession after the Great Depression back then. We're yet to see this. We're gonna see that hit the most early to mid 2025 next year. So I'm just saying, look, this bubble, which is totally artificial. At least the first one was a natural one. You know, in 2025 to 29 was a natural bubble. There was no stimulus behind that, artificial stimulus per se. So this is new. This has never happened. Governments have never felt the power to just say, well, you know what? We're not going to take a depression after our great bubble and party. We're not going to take the hangover. We're just going to, what do? If you want to cure a hangover, you drink more. And that's what they've been doing. And so this is not good policy, my point of view. And you know what? If this can go another 5 years, I may have to admit, you know what? Flooding the money with extra, the economy with extra money forever might actually enhance the overall economy long term. But what we'll only see when we see this bubble burst, and again, this bubble's been going 14 years instead of most bubbles, 5 to 6. It's been stretched higher longer. So you'd have to expect a bigger crash than we got in 2008 to 2009, when the baby boom wore off, in 2000 to 2002 when the first tech bubble, which is more similar, this is really the second tech bubble version, crashed, and the NASDAQ went down 78%. I think the Dow, the S&P went down something like 58%, okay? So that's where we're at. This thing has got to blow. It's showing signs of topping here. It's having a hard time, just barely making new highs. But we've got to see a crash of about 40% to say, oh, okay, finally the bubble's let off its steam. And once it gets that much momentum, I think it's hard to stop, and then we'll go from there. I'm just telling people, this is not the time to hold out for a little more gains. We've already gotten the longest bubble, the greatest gift. Everybody's house has gone up double or more what it should be worth. Everybody's stock portfolio has gone up double or triple what it should be worth because of all this stimulus. But if you have to pay the piper, which I say and history shows after bubble, every major bubble has burst. And bubbles are not followed by recessions. They're followed by depressions. When you hear Great Depression or the Long Depression of 1873 to 96, those followed major bubbles. And the other one was the Great Depression of 1836 to 42. That followed a major bubble back then. So bubbles don't end well. And this is the largest and longest bubble. And it's hard for me to fully predict. I have my predictions. I think we're going to see the S&P go down 86% from the top, and the NASDAQ 92%. And a hero stock like NVIDIA, as good as it is, and it is a great company, go down 98% before this is over. That's just my best estimate from the past. But we have never seen governments sustain an artificial, totally artificial bubble for a decade and a half and see what happens after that. But I can tell you there has not been one bubble, and this is far larger and longer, one major bubble in history that has not ended badly, period.
All right. I've watched it about 2 or 3 times, and I I've been talking about this now for years, that there's no fundamentals in finances anymore because we're all eating and everything's going good. Nobody's thinking about this. You know, we're supposed to be moving on and going, thank the good Lord for the opportunities, but started under Barack Obama, go back 14 years. Barack insane. We've not had a budget since Barack Obama came in office. Democrats won't let us have a budget, and some stupid Republicans. So, you know, when he said it's going to start after the presidential election, maybe they want Trump to be the president because if it all falls, they can blame him. You ever thought about that? They're not that smart. I know they lose power. They don't want to lose that either. But when you fundamentally disrespect money at your house, in business, or in government, government's gotten away from it because they keep coming back to you and me. So, well, you know, we need this sales tax. So we need this income tax. And it's 14 years of, and he's right. We already got ours. If your house was, you bought a house for $200, it's worth $400. If you bought a, you know, we had all that. We went through all that stuff. But, you know, nobody wants to respect that. I think Rusty Cloutier is going to join me Thursday to talk a little bit more about some of this stuff that's going on. But why? Government. Government's convinced everybody. That's why I get so mad at carbon capture and people like a Moneybag Romero when they come in here. This is the way we always done stuff. Stupid. You don't just keep doing stupid stuff because you always did stupid stuff. But nobody's worried about that. Now, you know, Belli was made out, he made us more dependent on the federal government than anybody. But some people like Clancy DeBose so stupid, he couldn't even recognize that. And the devil's advocate in John George's newspaper, piece of trash, they don't recognize that. And nobody's watching this. You know, we're too busy fighting people that think men can have babies. And this Green New Deal got us over here. All that's made up. If it wouldn't be made up, then why has the federal government got to spend all the money and force people to get involved? Which is making this worse. Government. Government is destroyed more than it's blessed. We're really the only one and only standing country still that could have a government that stayed out the way until they decided we're going to get involved in everything. We're going to tell people men can be boys, girls, and go to the bathroom. Men can be girls and compete in sports. I mean, we're fighting stuff that really don't make any sense. No respect for the fundamentals of money. I've crashed before, folks. I've crashed before. I've been telling y'all this. When somebody tells me in Louisiana, we're known for it. I don't live in other states, so I don't have any idea with it. When they tell me, well, man, writing a check, they don't turn down that money. I've been told that all my life. Don't turn down money. What happens if it all falls? I don't want it to fall. I pray to God. I hope this guy's wrong. I hope he is wrong. I don't think he's wrong. You can't. You got to respect the fundamental money works. And we don't anymore in the United States of America at all. And government has really lost its mind. They think they keep taking us a little more sales tax, a little more property tax, a little more this, a little more that, a little bit more fee. Unbelievable. All right. We got to take a break. The rest of you leave us. God bless. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live. Another hour to go.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.